America at 250, how the U.S. became the world's economic powerhouse. As America marks its 250th anniversary, it celebrates the foundations of its prosperity, a tradition of innovation, free market capitalism, and institutions that transformed it into a global superpower. Evolving from an agrarian society into the world's leading economy, its path has not been easy. From the Civil War to the Great Depression, America's system has faced severe tests, yet the country has consistently defied predictions of decline. Arthur Herman, historian and author of Founder's Fire, from 1776 to the age of Trump, says that the defining characteristic of the American economy has been a culture of risk-taking that stretches back to the nation's earliest settlements. Americans view risk as an opportunity, he said, a mindset that has fueled generations of entrepreneurship. While World War II marked America's emergence as an undisputed superpower, its economic foundations were laid decades earlier. In the 1870s, icons like John D. Rockefeller, Andrew Carnegie, Cornelius Vanderbilt, and James J. Hill began creating a modern industrial economy. The railroads were sort of the internet and AI combined in the 19th century, Herman said. Railroads boosted the nation's economy by connecting distant markets and unlocking vast natural resources. America's abundant natural resources, advances in steelmaking, electricity, and mass production, along with the railroad boom, turned the United States into an industrial powerhouse. By 1900, the United States had already surpassed the productivity of both the British Empire and Germany. The momentum continued into the Roaring Twenties, a decade of high economic growth and widespread optimism in the United States. Technologies such as cars, electricity, and radios, which were once luxuries, became affordable and accessible to many households. Matthew Denhart, president of the Coolidge Foundation, points to the policy choices of the era. President Calvin Coolidge and Treasury Secretary Andrew Mellon introduced sweeping tax cuts and fiscal discipline, allowing American enterprise to flourish. However, the 1929 stock market crash triggered the Great Depression, driving unemployment to nearly 25%. While historians debate whether President Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal program revived the economy or delayed recovery, the nation's entry into World War II ultimately led to a massive expansion of government spending and industrial production, reducing unemployment and putting the country back on its feet. America's culture of encouraging inventors, not just their inventions, played an important role in the country's economic success. America's founding fathers, particularly George Washington, fostered innovation by supporting inventors and advocating for strong patent protections, said John Berlow, senior fellow and director of finance policy at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. The U.S. Constitution and the Patent Act of 1790 established strict intellectual property rights early on. In the early 19th century, the United States also made entrepreneurship more accessible by allowing ordinary people to form limited liability corporations, rather than reserving corporate charters for political elites as Britain had done. State laws made it easy to form limited liability corporations, Berlow said, noting that entrepreneurs no longer had to risk all their personal assets to start a business. A recent report from Deutsche Bank economists highlights the structural advantages that have sustained America's outperformance over Europe. These advantages include political and institutional stability, geographic advantage, deep capital markets, and the U.S. dollar's dominance. The economists, however, warn of new hurdles such as rising national debt and intensifying competition from China. Despite these headwinds, Deutsche Bank economists assert that America's journey is far from over, pointing to its ongoing leadership in new technologies. The challenges facing the U.S. are real, but the weight of evidence still suggests it will remain the world's leading economy for the foreseeable future. Emily Kahn, bookmarks. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says incidents of West Nile virus are at a 20-year high. Since 2004, an average of 10 human disease cases has been reported to CDC by the end of June, the agency stated, but there have been 48 so far this year. Former U.S. Olympic canoe racer David Hearn has been charged with allegedly damaging the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool. According to U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro, National Park Service employees witnessed Hearn forcefully pulling up and tearing away part of the protective liner at the bottom of the reflecting pool with his hands. The Supreme Court has denied a request from former Fox News reporter Catherine Herridge to stay a judge's $800 per day fine against her. The judge had ordered her to reveal a confidential source. New York's Medicaid Fraud Control Unit has lost its funding because of its alleged failure to combat fraud. Find out more by reading Sylvia Hsu's latest. China has passed an ethnic unity law, which aims to promote a shared national identity aligned with the Chinese Communist Party. This problematic law imposes sweeping obligations on individuals, institutions, and organizations, including those outside China's borders, a State Department spokesperson told the Epoch Times in a statement. Stacey Robinson.